Bence de.
Başlıyoruz 1 dakika içinde değil mi?
We will start in 1 minute, okay? In 1 minute, we're gonna start.
Fatih Hanım, şu benim telefonla da bir ara çekiver. Evet, değerli meslektaşlarım.
Yes, dear colleagues.
Biraz önceki oturumda
in the previous session we have discussed the amendments of the first 10 paragraphs. Now, amendment 30 concerning paragraph 11. 30, 31, 32, and 33.
Now,
I wanted to give you the floor. Paloma Bermejo had an amendment, no? Hortefeux, paragraph 11.
Oui, c'est un.
It's an amendment which has an objective to remind the fundamentals of the economic development and the necessary intensification of these funds. For on the one hand, this is political stability and the juridical and institutional stabilities. This amendment, however, reminds us that the Euro-Mediterranean mechanisms of exchanges, which was decided in 2010, should be implemented. I remind you that this mechanism was centralized with the information so as to facilitate the activity of the economic operators and the administrations in the Euro-Mediterranean region. So these are the two objectives. We remind the fundamental of the economic development and the pacification of exchanges, and what was decided in 2010 should be implemented.
Teşekkür ederim.
Thank you, Ben Abdallah.
Thank you. But I propose a challenge as to the human rights. This is also very important in this process.
Evet, paragraf 11 ile alakalı görüş.
Yes, your views concerning paragraph 11.
Sayın Begin.
Okay. Sì, io anche ho proposto
well. I also suggested some changes, namely regarding the SMEs. And I remind that in this area we have a lot of problems regarding SMEs, which do not invoice properly, and they carry out illegal invoicing, so to say. Therefore, I believe that there is a need to organize a network of SMEs in which we should focus. In general, basically, my recommendations have to do with this sort of local meshwork.
Teşekkür ederim.
Thank you, Mrs. Begin. Of course.
Ve orta ölçekli işletmeler geçtiğimiz dönemlerde komitemizin özel olarak çalıştığı bu konuda özellikle genel sekreterlik tarafında da bazı projelerin başladığı önemli bir konu. Dolayısıyla KOBİ'lerin
the starting of certain projects, therefore, the importance of the SMEs. I wish to remind you the importance of SMEs. I think that all these proposals, amendments concerning paragraph 11, I would like to have your views concerning these amendment proposals.
Je pense que c'est un amendement qui.
I believe this is an amendment which is of certain importance because the small and medium enterprises have a very important role, mainly in the role for youth and women. So I would want to increase or add training somewhere because there are multiple areas, information, etc. I would put also training, because we always have debated this, Mr. President. Training and vocational training and lifelong training is very important in all the actions concerning small and medium-sized enterprises. Thank you.
Sayın Begin.
Sono d'accordo.
I agree with the suggestion by the Moroccan colleague, and also on entrepreneurship. I do agree with training to promote entrepreneurship. I believe that's very important.
Teşekkür ederim. Belçikalı meslektaşım.
Thank you. Yes, our colleague from Belgium.
De fait, nous.
President. We receive many testimonies of small and medium-sized enterprises which sometimes are blocked or hurdles of administrative or juridical aspects which they are confronted with. So it is really important to propose a juridical environment which would be more accessible for the development or the development of several situations. So not to limit the roadmap for these small and medium enterprises. The Auto 4 amendment could be completed, in which we could add to the Auto 4 amendment a few words saying, or which would deal and draw attention very specifically to SMEs, and also include what Mrs. Begin has just referred to concerning training. Perhaps in this case we could avoid the Begin amendment only refers to the SMEs. I think we need a more global view, so we could add between the Autofer amendment together and reformulate it by the Moroccan delegation. Bring both amendments together.
O zaman Sayın
Yes, Mr. Le Guin agrees also. So we adopt the proposal of amendment of Monsieur Hortefeux, and we are going to add also the amendment the Secretariat is preparing, the text. Monsieur Hortefeux, Monsieur Begin, and the proposal of other colleagues are also being adopted and will be included. And I think that will be an important. So we have finished with paragraph 11. Yes, does anybody, is anybody against? No. Thank you. So we have completed the amendments concerning paragraph 11. Now, let's start with paragraph 12, 30, amendment number
35.
Paragraph 11, I think it's the formulating. The sentence is very, very long. So I believe there. So I would propose that the implementation of regulation mechanisms different in, then I would have a full stop. Or regional organization can ensure etc. And so a full stop and then a new sentence, the regional organizations, it is easier to understand if we separate the sentence.
I wish to thank my colleague from Romania. Instead of having a long sentence, to have a shorter sentence, yes. Since we're going to include the three amendments, the Secretariat will take the necessary steps. Thank you for your proposal. Now, we have 35, 36. We have two amendment proposals. First amendment. Monsieur Hortefeux proposed, then we have also Paloma Lopez Bermejo. Monsieur Hortefeux.
Moi, j'avais proposé un amendement de.
I propose to suppress the paragraph would have to do with foreign direct investment. Because national legislation have social limitations, and this should be respected in the within the. We have different modalities which could use, and so I propose this so as to protect the national legislations. I could support the amendments proposed by the minister, but on the other hand, when we introduce this type of aspects, we cannot. We are introducing tools, instruments, which must be used, and with neo-protectionism, as this is not necessary, I would not say so, because very often this is a part of. Of all what we call the intangibles of protectionism, which can be badly used. And for this reason also, I would support the idea of the minister.
Yani siz de çıkarılması.
So do you propose to abolish that sentence? To delete?
I support amendment of holding from Monsieur Hortefeux.
Evet, Sayın Begin.
Ma io non sono
well, I can't fully agree in the sense since not always WTO can actually efficiently regulate some situations, namely when you're talking about the workers' rights and the environment. I believe that these should be highlighted. As that's my opinion, at least.
Evet, faslı meslektaşım.
Sur le fait que il y a
I also agree. I do not agree with pressing this amendment, but the right to work in countries of arrival is very important, but also the protection of the environment. The environment ensure we must include this. This must be referred to.
Teşekkür ederim. Belçikalı meslektaşım.
You are colleague from Belgium.
Yes, I would like to support the intervention of Mrs. Beijing and the American delegation. The recommendation says that it should. So we have a conditional here. Wishes to see this is to be taken into consideration, this amendment. So this is a right to work. In the European Union has a great debate on this aspect, the social aspect, and it reinforces the recommendation as to workers within the European Union. As to the environment, of course, this is a issue which is dealt with and which has several issues which are being studied. But what they wish to have, there are no constraints. There's a will to consider these aspects with certain parameters, which the economists call the negative parameters. There are more fundamental aspects, which has to do with the level of protection for the workers. I know there's a lot of work to be done in this aspect, but of course, I believe this is a positive message, but let's be coherent, and we can suppress the word direct investment. We could take away direct and leave investment. And for the rest, the recommendation, I believe, is in order. It's okay.
Evet, teşekkür ederim. Genel.
Thank you. As far as I can understand, there is a request for keeping the amendment.
I do not propose any more suppressive amendments because there's an attitude. Whichever the country is concerned, we all, the parliamentarians have to a lot to say about them. So this is a transnational aspect in which we all have something to say when we speak about suppression. So I will not refer to this anymore.
Alors, après avoir entendu
After having heard my Moroccan colleagues who are the receiving countries and who wish to maintain and no doubt the workers in their country for the environment, the works which are taking place in their countries, I also say, as Mr. Autofer, that these aspects could be badly used. I respect this phase, and this is a good proposal.
Fas'tan değerli meslektaşım.
Our colleague from Morocco.
Thank you, Chair. I hope that Mr. Brice will understand our position, and I would ask him to come back on his decision, because we are trying to have to get the best we can do, we can done. If it is very limited, this will create the appearance of other issues. So we would like to suppress direct investment, but so that we can speak of sensitive aspects, I would like to speak of specific issues specific to each country, and as there are two very important connotations. First of all, the right to work, which is very important. It is vital. It has to do to decent life, education, and everything which has related to work. And the dimension environment, which is also paramount. Also, to have a balance between the investment and the receiving country, and the still win-win. The investment cannot be strong and cannot impose as he wishes. We must also respect the specificities of the countries and promote work, because this is very important. You know very well that the world nowadays is a very unsolvable situation, mainly for women and you, and the youth. Thank you. Agora passei um bocadinho.
Thank you very much, dear President, and I'm happy to meet you again. I would like to emphasize what was mentioned, that this article is very important and needs to be there. And if we do not commit ourselves to this subject, that a foreign investment be there in some countries that will create the right environment and social situation. We in Jordan, we need new investments because we are suffering from unemployment, a high rate of unemployment in Jordan. And so we would like to be able to get or to bring more foreign investment. So I would like to emphasize the importance of keeping this article and join my voice to the other friends from the parliament talking about this. And thank you very much.
Evet, ben de.
Thank you. Yes, I wish to thank you. Generally, in the, when we look at the needs of the countries of the South, so there is a general request for keeping that article, that paragraph. Yes, I think that so we can keep this paragraph 12. Which is adopted. Thank you. Now let's look at paragraph 13, 30, amendment 37, 38, 39, 40, and one addition, 41 and 42. So I think that was the most popular paragraph concerning amendments. Paragraph 13. Now, I have examined all the proposals. Actually, there is no conflict between them. Therefore, I don't see any problem in the amendments. But I would like first to start by giving the floor to Monsieur Hortefeux.
Oui, c'est une. En fait, c'est.
Well, it's only a matter of reformulation, because I believe it's a pretty heavy paragraph in the sense that it's too long. We do acknowledge the importance of tourism and also gains to women for poverty reduction, and the idea of restating, so to say, our identity, because I mean tourism helps conveying this idea of identity. So I thought that the formulation was a bit too heavy, so I propose something lighter.
Teşekkür ederim.
Thank you. Paragraph 13. Diali.
Sì, grazie, Presidente. Ma
well, thank you very much, President. I mean, regarding simplification, I couldn't agree more. But I don't think that we should eliminate details regarding the protection of ecosystems. We know only very well that, namely as regards maritime environment, tourism, of course, is a choice for economic development, but may actually clash against some environmental principles and require a lot of energy. Again, I believe that tourism is very important, but we have to defend tourism also as a political choice. But maintaining environment. So I would not erase the protection of ecosystems, and in fact I would add the protection of maritime ecosystems.
Teşekkür ederim. Ürdün'den değerli meslektaşım hanımefendi, buyurun.
Şükran cezilen.
Thank you very much, and I would like to add my word to the minister and saying that this sentence is very long and it needs to be simplified so it will be easier to understand and easier to read. I would like to add something very simple, saying that we hope to be able to work on the cultural traditions and get rid of the stigmas in the youth and women. If we add that, it will be a very effective article in the file of tourism and will create, actually, better understanding. So working is not something, a stigma for women or for you, for the youth. We need to talk about that. It will help us a lot in the local development and the support the budget in a lot of countries. So talking about that is very important in tourism especially. Thank you very much.
Evet, ben teşekkür
ederim. Thank you. That is, of course, a long paragraph, and there is a proposal by Monsieur Hortefeu to simplify it and shorten it, and I think that it is adopted, and taking into consideration the proposal from Jordan concerning. Does anybody wish to take the floor concerning that paragraph 13?
Thank you, dear President. We talked about the women and the tourism and the youth and the small SME and the SMEs. I would like to add a point, which is the importance of finding solutions to find the financial support to the SMEs. The necessary financial aspect to be able to find solutions or to be able to help these SMEs, maybe by the financial institutions internationally and locally, who actually works in the international standards only. And this is a very important framework to give the legal coverage for these companies, SMEs. So we need to encourage the investment project and local development for the people. And this is important to eliminate or to decrease the number of immigration in this way. Thank you.
Teşekkür ediyorum. Değerli arkadaşlar, paragraf 13 hakkında başka bir görüş olmadığına göre Sayın Hortefeu'nun önerisi doğrultusu.
So we are going to adopt your amendments for proposals, and the secretary will take care of your proposals. So we are going to simplify paragraph 13 and paragraph 13 will be amended. Do you agree? Anybody against? No. So paragraph 13 is simplified according to the proposal of Monsieur Portefeu, and with the proposal of our Jordanian colleague. So we have finished with paragraph 13. Yes, our colleague from the European Parliament.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry, I believe we have to go back to paragraph 13 because, as many pointed out, it is long, long paragraph. But you cannot erase very important aspects that would absolutely make it void of the sense we want to convey. I would support what was said, but I would like to add a reference to agriculture. We are in under the scope of the Union for Mediterranean, and of course there is this this aspect of agriculture, which are a considerable or which are, account for a considerable part of the economic meshwork of these countries, and so. The farming industry is very important, and they need policies to actually support them. Otherwise, we would obviously create or make this void of the sense we want to convey. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, of course, in our previous meeting, all the details had been discussed concerning agriculture and other sectors. All of this had been discussed, but it is quite a long paragraph, and I do not see any problem, but generally, there is a view of making it more concise. That's why I opened it to discussion. So I will now, I give the floor, to Monsieur Hortefeux. Now, do you, would you accept it to leave it as it is or to shrink it? What is your last decision on that?
Bon, non, mais si.
Well, of course, it's very complicated to suppress it, but to light it up, it's not easier either. Anyway, following the suggestion of our colleagues, maybe we should split this paragraph in two. Because, I mean, we need to clarify in the sense that we could have one paragraph, but with two, I mean, one paragraph, but with two parts, so to say. So it's a Franco-Moroccan co-production, I would say. Well, if you'd like, I believe that there is a dimension that is not highlighted enough, and that is a cultural diversity. I believe that this is the very motor, the very leverage of the different aspects. And then, of course, we have agriculture and tourism focuses or affects cultural exchange, gastronomy, and so many different areas. That is why I insist on cultural diversity for the tourism sector when we talk about it.
Presidente, non ho compreso.
Well, I don't, of course, I focus the maintaining ecosystem, namely the maritime ecosystems. The tourism, or Mediterranean tourism, focuses very largely on sea. So we should not neglect the preservation of maritime environments and environmental ecosystems. Of course, tourism is very strongly linked to this aspect. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Now, instead of simplifying, we keep this text as it is. To make to paragraphs is not so important. So I propose to keep the text as it is. Instead of making it more concise, let's keep it as it is, so we can include the views of everyone in this text.
Evet, değerli meslektaşım, buyurun.
Şükran, Sayın Reis.
Thank you, dear Mr. President. Also, I would like to talk about an idea that we have discussed before in Barcelona, and I would like to add that in the recommendation of Article 13, talking about the historical and cultural sites, there we talked about physical and non-physical issues, and we have talked about this before in actually emphasizing the importance, but there I would wanted to talk about the industry of the traditional industry that actually employs a lot of workers, 2.5 million workers in Morocco talks or work in this in this field. So the financial and non-financial importance of this aspect, cultural aspect, is very important. I would like to thank Champon, and I would like to add this here. Thank you, sir.
Teşekkür ederim, değerli meslektaşım. Ama onu da ilave ettiğimiz zaman...
Yes, thank you, dear colleagues. But when we add that... the financial part... has to stay as it is underlined in the other articles, in the other paragraphs.
Yes, Chairman. Simply, I don't know if it's system because my colleague has spoken about the heritage, the cultural heritage. I don't know if it is time to speak about the 13 bis.
Pero él ha hablado del patrimonio cultural.
Non, pas encore du patrimoine culturel. Non, parce que lui, il a parlé de du patrimoine. Ok, well, in this case, I'll speak when the 13 bis come.
Evet, teşekkür ederim.
Now. 37, 38, 39, and 40 amendments. 41, 42, do we? Yes. Now, I propose to keep the text as it is. This is my proposal. Yes. You do agree, so 38? 37, 38, 39, and 40, we keep the text as it is. Now, Amendment 41, paragraph 13A. Monsieur Hartefeu et Chambon. Yes, you have the floor.
Paragraph 13A. 13A.
Oui, oui, donc c'est simplement, effectivement, pour tenir compte de l'actualité.
Just to speak of the present time, the risks, the menaces on tourism. So we must surely speak of the dimension security, the threats of terrorists, which has consequences on the activities, the development, and therefore we must insist ever again on the need to reinforce the measures related to security for tourism, information for the tourists, and information also for the touristic operators, linked to, of course, the parties which are of the countries involved. This may have the consequences of terrorism on tourism has results and consequences on the economy of the countries.
Yes, from
Monsieur le Président,
Chair, the proposal of amendment of Mr. Hautefeux is legitimate. I can agree. However, we must integrate another element as to the exchange of information to change the disposal of the countries of destination, security, etc. But I also believe, and we know this, that we must work against terrorism. We need specific means so we could increase exchange of information. Then I agree totally with the proposal of this amendment. Of course, I can accept this at this point. I also believe that the services of information in Tunisia and Morocco are very good, so I can subscribe this the inclusion of this the sentence in the amendment.
So let's have this sentence, Monsieur Hautefeux. So the secretariat will make the necessary amendment. Yes, now Chambon, if what is your opinion about 42?
I refer to amendment 42. Amendment 42 to introduce a new paragraph which underlines the fundamental importance for tourism. For me, it's much more than this. It is true. I, who have visited visited Volubili, Sokaraşa, or the Bularesia. We're not speaking of Turkey from the whole country until Anatolia, the Bardo Museum, the largest mosaic museum of the world. So, for me, it is more than just that. It is an attempt against humanity, and the European Parliament has approved, I believe it has to, with urgency, so that this may be dealt with, of the degradation of the cultural heritage. I was also at Aleppo. There are marvels there. We should include them when we speak of tourism. We must criminalize these attempts in the history, and we must also avoid the destruction, because this is irrecoverable. So I defend the introduction of this amendment for another means of protecting our development of humanity, our art, and our identity, if you care to see it so. Through the protection of, and which has a great influence on tourism. This is my opinion.
Thank you very much. Dear colleagues, 13A and 41 and 42, amendment 41, these are important subjects. I would like to thank Monsieur Hautefeux and Chambon. Now, if we unite the two, of course, the subjects will be different. So I will add Monsieur Hautefeux as 13A and Monsieur Chambon as 13B. Now, that this we if we give this to the secretariat to as an addition. So, proposals of Hautefeux and Chambon, 13A and 13B, are adopted. Yes? Is that okay? Thank you very much. Now, paragraph 14, amendment 43, 44, 45. So we have three amendment proposals concerning paragraph 14. I will give the floor to Monsieur Hortefeux.
Oui, c'est précis.
Well, this is a precision split into two, so to say. First of all, we are delighted with the partnership between the EU, Morocco, and Tunisia in order to actually facilitate the circulation of people. And, but at the same time, we need to promote a migration policy with the implementation of a system to granting visas. Of course, these procedures are not followed by a follow-up system. So, I believe that this amendment requests the EU and the UPM members to actually conclude the partnerships that would certainly have a very positive impact on tourism. And so, again, I would like to greet greet and congratulate the members of the partnership. And number two, I would like to highlight that when there are agreements on the granting of visas, there has to be procedures to actually involve other EU countries in order to actually promote regional tourism.
Teşekkür ediyorum. Evet, paragraf 10.
Thank you. Concerning paragraph 14, does anybody wish to take the floor? Yes, Begin.
Sayın Begin.
Ritenendo.
Well, I think that what our colleague Ochtfer pointed out, and I support him. I have suggested, that we add something because I still consider and highlight the importance of tourism. But I would add something. I would probably recommend the preparation of a charter for tourism, sustainable tourism, that might be a first step towards something that might come in the future, maybe in the next few meetings. So maybe this is something that we can discuss separately. Because also we have to consider the economic trend, and this is a problem that we are all faced with. So, let's go on.
Evet, teşekkür ederim Sayın Begin. Siz o zaman Sayın Begin, Sayın Hortefeux'un önerisine katılıyorsunuz. Peki sizin 45. önerinizle alakalı herhangi bir görüşünüz var mı?
Concerning your opinion about this amendment 45, do you have a proposal, Mrs. Begin?
I would like something to be added, and would like to postpone to the next meeting the preparation or the discussion of a kind of a letter or a charter that could be adopted. But that's a proposal for next meeting.
Evet, teşekkür ediyorum. Evet.
Thank you. Yes, we can discuss about it in our next meeting. We are left with 10 minutes, so we have to be fast. Yes, I want to give the floor to Morocco.
See.
Now, regarding this amendment and the easiness to actually grant visas, of course, granting visas is not limited to tourism. You may need to require visas for students or for investments that we just talked about. So I don't know whether we should link directly the visas and tourism. Maybe we should postpone this for a meeting to take place in the future, because here we're talking about tourism only.
Yes, the subject of visa is examined on its own by the committee. You are right. Visa is a very wide concept, not only visas for tourism, but we are going to discuss about it in our other meetings. Now, paragraph 14, the adoption of paragraph 14 with the amendment of Mr. Portefe. Yes, so paragraph 14 is adopted with the amendment of Monsieur Ortefeu, and we are going to discuss about the proposals of Mrs. Begin and Fatima. Now, concerning paragraph 15, Ortefeu, Sein and Chambon, paragraph 15, amendment 46, you have the floor, Monsieur Ortefeu, paragraph 15.
Oui. En fait,
this paragraph defends a common policy for prices. Considering the major diversity is amongst these countries involved, this would be impossible. It does not mean that we couldn't reflect on this, or we should not reflect on this, but I believe that we have to be realistic, and therefore we recommend efforts be made in order to limit the considerable distortions and that negatively impact on activities and on tourism in different countries. At any rate, I believe that this text should not evoke rules. I mean, it should evoke aspirations. So the common price policy wouldn't be credible. I mean, this is something that you cannot do from one day to the next. So we have to be very careful in order not to claim too many, to be too ambitious, and not realistic.
Oui, alors en espagnol, quimeras. Je peut-être la traduction.
Well, I think I did not understand the original text very well. When you talk about common price policy on what, for what, are we talking about having barriers on trade? I believe that different countries have their assets. They have to respect their own laws and environment and so on and so forth. Also, each country is in a specific phase of its own history. Furthermore, there is also the competition policy. So I believe that this wouldn't be desirable. Actually, this is this sounds a bit dangerous. Are we going to try and establish a common price policy for all the Mediterranean? Well, quite frankly, I would like to request suppressed. Of course, there could be alternatives, but like for Amendment 47. But I believe that regarding prices, we should simply erase, eliminate this idea. I mean, you cannot possibly possibly actually establish a common price policy. I think we're going a bit too far.
Yes, you have the floor.
Moi aussi, je rejoins Lisa.
I would like to add to what the minister just said. I quite frankly did not quite understand this amendment. Why should there be a wish to actually set up a common price policy? What are we talking about? What prices for what? That's number one. Number two, UFM. We are complementary, but we are different places. We cannot set the same price for different things. Technically, that would be extremely difficult. And also the efforts of Mr. Octofer to actually try and integrate distortions would still lead to problems. So. Don't you think we should take advantage of this project or this recommendation? Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you, dear President. I agree totally with what my friend have mentioned. This recommendation, not in the original or the recommendation or the amendments, do not have any logical principle, or is not built on any logic. So I would like to completely delete it and put another recommendation. Basically, this recommendation will have the calling on promoting the collaboration, institutional collaboration among institutions who would like to promote the tourism in the Mediterranean region. That's it. And I think, and I'm not really convinced on this idea, but I think why can't we give a recommendation in terms of that calls for choosing a day that is called a Mediterranean Day for Tourism, for example, where we have meetings for the in different institutions and discussions from different countries in the Mediterranean and talk about tourism. In fact, dear, Mr. President, I am following the discussions about all the recommendations regarding this tourism. It's apparent to me that a huge chunk of what we're reading in these pages are not recommendations. It's only it's not recommendations.
Proposition. Ouvrir ou bien suggérer une piste. Ouvrir un chantier.
Well, we would have some clues.
كتاب وفي أي تقرير حول السياحة. القطاع السياحي نعم مهم.
You can any kind of recommendation like this. You can see it in all books. But what are we recommending here as a parliamentary assembly? We need to recommend something tangible. So I am calling to delete this recommendation and put another recommendation. It's a really simple one, saying we as a economic commission we are calling for the promotion of collaboration of the institutions in the Mediterranean region and creating a day, a tourism day in the Mediterranean. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Evet.
Thank you, dear colleague.
Presidente, anch'io sono d'accordo con l'eliminazione di questo paragrafo, però dobbiamo.
Well, we do agree with this, eliminating this paragraph, but I believe that this should be discussed in a subsequent session. Because harmonizing prices, and if we're talking about a free exchange, this would certainly affect tourism. And besides, it's grounded on different different administrative systems that countries have. You're talking about social security regarding work, regarding health standards and requirements. So this recommendation is certainly important, but we should see it some time later, because if we want to create a free exchange area, there has to be some homogeneity in terms of internal regulations in order to obviously make sure that we have the same features and standards of health and safety.
Time.
I'm going to be very brief, Mr. President. I believe that there are certain strands that are not included in tourism. Of course, we discussed the ecologic tourism, but how can we make tourism more human and more respectful of human rights, and also address sexual tourism and the protection of children, of pedophiles. So I do believe that we need to go back or revisit this area regarding tourism. Of course, tourism is very important, creates jobs, but it also entails problems because when we're talking about the specific type of tourism, like for aesthetic purposes or for surgery and so on and so forth. So I think we should revisit this topic.
Evet, son sayın.
The last floor for our colleague from Romania.
In this major tourism issue, of course, we should not leave aside the matter of prices. Of course, prices are very important. I mean, margins on products will certainly affect the different aspects, because we cannot have no price on things. So I propose that we add something like adopting measures to check prices. I mean, I'm not talking about policies or specific policies, but anyway, this the topic prices should be retained and should be kept. Of course, we talk about tourism and education and so on and so forth, but there is only one reference to education here, and I believe the seventh recommendation or amendment. Anyway, I do believe that a recommendation is added that will focus on education, vocational training, and so on and so forth. Basically, we're talking about creating conditions to stabilize the life of migrants. I believe that in the future we should include teaching and training and education. Thank you.
Thank you, dear colleagues. The paragraph 15, after our discussions, I propose to delete it, and we're going to discuss about it in a more detailed manner. So paragraph 15 is cancelled for the time being. Yes, we all agree. So paragraph 15 is deleted and will be discussed in our next meetings. Now, concerning amendments 48 and 49, have been discussed and we have completed. So we cancel the whole paragraph. So there is no need to discuss the amendment proposals. Now we have two more points. I know our time is limited, but the delegation of Morocco wanted to add a paragraph. I want to read it. With regard to the insistence of the approximation of human rights based on human principles and values, the committee appreciates the exemplary model of the policy of the Kingdom of Morocco in the field of migration under the patronage of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, who presents a new introduction for the question of migrants and problems. So we were expecting that, and I just submitted that to your approval. Very briefly, please, and then we are going to close the session. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your participation. And if I can add another recommendation, Mr. President, that will actually help all the Mediterranean countries regarding establishing a fund to support the investment. We talked about the investment and the importance of tourism, so we would like to give a recommendation of creating a fund that will support the investments in the Mediterranean countries, especially the countries that have a secure and stability and have the ability of investment in having the workers and having the right environment to create work abilities and eliminate unemployment, like, for example, the sustainable energy programs or projects. And we in Jordan, we are in a big need for such projects. So if you allow us and if you agree on this recommendation, I will give you an English version of this recommendation later on. Thank you very much.
Evet, bir sonraki toplantıda konuşabiliriz. Değerli İtalyan.
We discuss about it in our next meeting. And now we give the floor to our Italian colleague.
Grazie, sì, volevo aggiungere per completare.
Well, thank you very much. I would like to complete what I said before. We were requested to add something to paragraph 2 to complete the humanitarian efforts and check with you whether you'd agree. We could say that you can no longer consider an holistic and humanitarian approach to immigration policy shared by all countries of the Mediterranean region, and in any case related to them under the auspices of orientations clearly expressed by the European Parliament and at the request of the UN. And so we share the decision taken by the EC regarding migration, and because we are facing geopolitical changes, a political paragraph that should be that could be added after paragraph 15, saying that shares the decision taken by the EC in these past few days and wishes swift success of the initiatives launched initiatives on immigration launched by President Juncker and the High Commissioner. So I believe that this brings or adds to what we discussed in the Barcelona meeting, and will certainly avoid that the tragedy we saw in the last few days will be repeated.
Thank you. If we get them in a written way, we can.
Bize vermeniz lazım. Yarınki genel kurul öncesinde İngilizce olarak bunları bize aktarırsanız genel kurul.
Needed for the General Assembly in English for tomorrow. Now I want to read the proposal of the Moroccan delegation. That is a subject that had been previously called to put an end to the Israeli settlement policy, which is in violation of the Palestinian basic human rights, the international law, and the resolutions, and denies the rights to separate an independent state, which leads to the further escalation of tension, regional instability, and conflict. Of course, this arrived at the last minute, and it has to be included. I just read into the registers. Of course, we are not a political committee. We are an economic committee, and therefore we cannot, we do not, our time is limited, and this is one of the main topics of the political committee, but as an economic committee, we have approved that, and we want to underline them as an economic committee, and we can also prepare a special agenda on that topic for our next meeting. Thank you. Now, yes, I'm very sorry. I apologize. Our time is now. We can submit it to your vote.
I believe that we have a problem in translation. When we talk about different languages, so I believe that the Secretariat should make an effort regarding the translation, and we still thank them because we know that they have they make a huge effort, but I think you should do something about this. Because it jeopardizes the actual spirit of the text.
Buyurun.
Thank you. Now, yes, please, the last floor.
Saati sadrikum.
In brief, and thank you very much for your understanding. As for the recommendation given by the Moroccan delegation regarding Israel, it's impossible to not accept this because we are an economic commission. Because in our recommendation, we are talking about Syria, what's happening in Syria and what's happening in Libya as a main resource of what actually threat to the stability and security in the region. But to be able to be correct and to be able to talk with the United Nations, I think that we need and to be just, we need to add this. And I think that all the countries, my friends in all the countries, they are not against this. So we want to add this recommendation. Thank you very much.
Teşekkür ediyorum. Metne karşı, hani böyle bir...
Thank you. So
bu metine karşı olan, kabul etmeyen meslektaşımız var mı?
Is anyone against this proposal? So, so we can add the text before the General Assembly. Thank you very much, dear colleagues. Now, the Secretariat will prepare a text, and tomorrow we're going to meet for the General Assembly. And before tomorrow's meeting. Thank you for your contribution. Of course, there may have been some problems, and we apologize, but I wish to thank you for your most valuable contribution. The next committee meeting will be in October or November in Turkey. But you know that we have organized meeting in various countries. Therefore, if our colleagues wish to invite us, and is there such a proposal? We would very gladly organize our committee meeting in the country which wishes to invite us, so we can really increase and enhance our communications. And please write to our secretariat. In October or November, we plan to organize our next meeting. Of course, the topic of our deliberation but was already set. But if there are any topics and subjects which and proposals for the coming year, please inform the Secretariat. And in our bureau meeting, we're going to define the topics, and we are going to work on that.
the topics will be decided according to your proposals. So please write to the Secretariat with a proposal. Now we have already defined 45 minutes for the Mediterranean, for the European Parliament 22 minutes, and 22 minutes are the times allocated. There is a form which is distributed. If you fill the form, you will be able to take the floor tomorrow at the General Assembly, at the plenary session. I wish to thank you, and I wish to thank the Parliament of Portugal, its staff, for their hospitality. We also wish to thank the translators and interpreters, which have contributed to the success of our meeting. And we're going to vote this at the plenary session. Thank you for your participation and support.